More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by my two websites, HaneyUniversity.com and VoodooPainRelief.com. And by the way, we have the big Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale going on both those websites, so you can find some good deals if you're looking for some golf stuff, maybe doing a little early Christmas shopping or buying something for yourself. Well, or if you got the aches and pains and the muscle soreness, arthritis pain, my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream will help you out. So go there and check that out. Two big sales going on there. All right. My subject for today is, I was thinking about this, okay. Why people suck at golf. And you know what got me thinking about this? I do these things called cameos on this site called Cameo. And there's this app you get. It's a Cameo app. And you can go on there and you can request a lot of different people, celebrities, to do cameos. And I do little, you know, 2-3 minute deals for people that request them. And sometimes it's a birthday wish, you know, happy birthday. It's a Merry Christmas. It's a Happy New Year. It's a get well soon. It's can you pump my dad up or my mom up? They're not feeling well. Love doing it. A lot of requests for it. Really cool site. All kinds of people on there. You can get just about anybody to do this. And I enjoy doing it. I have a great time. But one of the things that happens when I get these requests is I get a lot of requests from people that say, hey, will you do a cameo and bust my buddy's balls? Okay, that's basically what it boils down to. And then they give me a little information. They tell me a little story about him. You know, he thinks he's really good. He swings 125 miles an hour, but he can't find his ball. He's got bushy eyebrows. All he talks about is this fast Tesla. You know, they give me all these little tidbits, so they want me to mix it all into a cameo. and basically tell the guy he's no good. And then another example of a cameo I've done is where people, a lot of guys have golf trips and they pair up and they have teams and they, hey, can you give us some advice for our golf trip? Or can you trash talk our opposition here? We're playing against the, and everybody's always got nicknames. So there's like, you know, I've got eight guys playing and everybody's got a nick. Nobody has a real name. They've all got nicknames, which I would have the same thing if I was, you know, going on the Golf Buddies trip, because, you know, I love the nickname. And it's a fun thing. I like doing the cameos. They're good. I was doing one the other day and I thought, the guy said, this, my buddy Parky. Okay. He, you know, do a cameo for Parky. I'm like, and he says, can you bust his balls? Can you, you know, roast it? It's a roast. Okay. And, I don't want to be too hard on the guy, 'cause I think, you know, sometimes I think they're going to think I'm, you know, like super serious. So I try to mix in some, you know, golf tips in there too, give them a little pep talk on what they need to do to get better. And, you know, it's fun, but I was thinking, okay, you know, one of the cameos was the guy said, oh, my buddy stinks. He's terrible. He's awful. And I thought, you know what? That goes for most people. I mean, golf is such an incredibly hard game. It's unbelievable. And I mean, obviously there's people that can play really well, and I've been getting a lot of videos, by the way, from people that have sent them to me when I offered to do the analysis. And, you know, there's a lot of good golf swings. I haven't gotten I have to admit, I haven't gotten a video of somebody who's just absolutely awful. And I think that's because those people are like reluctant to send something in because they think, oh, I'm so bad, he wouldn't want to watch me. And the reality of it is I like helping anybody. You know, I really do. I mean, anyone that plays golf, that loves a game, that wants to get better, I like to help them. I mean, it's fun for me. And actually, believe it or not, the worse you are, the more fun it is for me to help you. And the reason being is that I know people desperately want to be better at golf. They want to play better. They want to hit the ball better. They don't want to be embarrassed. You know, I had somebody come the other day for a lesson. They said, all I want to do, you know, he's been playing for 2 years. He said, all I want to do is be able to shoot 85 to 90 and, you know, kind of not embarrass myself when I play. And I'm thinking, okay, that's, you know, that's a good goal maybe for some people. But I said, Steve, you actually have a really good swing. I said, you got a lot of upside potential. I said, why don't we try to do this? Why don't we try to be the best that we could possibly be? But I think so. Sometimes people sell themselves short, and sometimes, you know, people have unrealistic expectations of where they think they can go with golf. And you know, of course, other times it's just like, yeah, it's tough. You know, they're not good. It's a hard game, and you know they're going to struggle probably for most of their life. But there's certain things that make golf a hard game, and one of the things that makes golf an incredibly hard game to me is that I have to be honest with you is that I don't think instruction a lot of times is very good. You know, I see what people are working on. I hear what people are working on. And, you know, when I have people come for a lesson, I don't criticize the instructors they've had. But I want to know where their mind has been or where their mind is. So I'll ask them. I said, well, you know, have you seen your swing? Yeah, I've seen my swing. You know, I said, what do you think of your swing? And then, you know, they tell me about their swing. And I said, okay, and what have you had lessons? Yeah, I've had lessons. And I'm like, okay, well, what did your teacher tell you to do? And then they tell me what he told them to do. And I listen, and I'm not judgmental, you know. I'm not like, oh, okay, you know, hey, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. That makes no sense. Because I'm going to teach whatever I'm going to teach no matter what. I'm not going to worry about what somebody else does. But it's amazing to me some of the stuff that I hear. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. You know, I'm like, wow. I mean, how in the world did somebody come up with that? You know, I've been doing this for 45 years. I mean, I thought I'd heard everything. And sometimes I hear this stuff and I think, it's just that's crazy. I mean, that's what they told you? I'm thinking, here's what we're going to focus on. And then I start off and I tell them why they hit the bad shots that they hit. And that's what you have to do in golf, is you have to analyze your bad shots. What is your worst shot? I say this all the time. Fix your big miss. When people say, Hank, I have been slicing my whole life. I'm like, you've been slicing as long as you've played golf. Have you ever had any lessons? Yes, I've had lessons. And they tell me I've never hit a hook. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, oh my God, unbelievable. And what are they telling you to do? And I get, you know, this oh my, too much of this. I need to turn my body more. I need to turn my hips through. I need to, you know. And so many times, instruction fails to ever mention the golf club. You know, when they send me videos, they'll send me a video and they can't help themselves. They can't just send me a video and say, Hank, here's a video of my swing. My big miss is I slice my drives, I pull my short irons, or I hook my drives. I tend to hit my 5-iron or middle irons off to the right. Whatever the mistake might be. I hit a lot of shots thin. I hit the occasional fat shot. A lot of times I hit off the toe and my ball comes up short. Whatever your miss might be, they don't describe their miss. What they do is they tell me what it is they're doing wrong. I don't turn my shoulders enough. Hank, here's the video of my swing. I don't turn my shoulders enough. I lift up coming through the ball. I don't transfer my weight. I don't finish through. It's just like my hips don't turn through enough. My hips turn through too fast. My shoulders don't turn enough. My shoulders turn, too fast. It's always something. And it's amazing how so many times when they describe what they're doing wrong, they don't talk about the golf club at all. This is something that I learned like early on when I taught with the John Jacobs Golf Schools. It's really simple. When you play the game of golf, you have a ball, you have a club, and you have a target. And you are trying to hit the ball with the club to the target. So everything that you're doing relates to the target. And everything that you're doing that matters in terms of where the ball's going relates back to the club. So when you diagnose your mistake or you diagnose your game or the shots you can't hit, you think first about what shots am I hitting bad? What shots can't I hit? I can't draw the ball. I can't fade the ball. I can't get the ball up in the air high enough. I hit it too low. Whatever it is, you think about the shot you hit. My big miss is a grounder. My big miss is I top it. And when people say I top the ball, okay. Does your top go to the right or to the left? No, it goes to the left. Because people say I top the ball. What am I doing wrong? Well, not enough information. Where does your top tend to go? Does it go straight? Does it go right? Or does it go left? different ways to top the ball. So we need more clues to figure it out. But you start off with the ball. What's the ball doing? Then you figure out what the club is doing to cause the ball to do something. What the ball is only doing what the club knows to it. I had somebody, you know, say the other day, you know, it's all about, you know, how much I turn. And I'm like, it's not about how much you turn. It's about how the club hits the ball. You know, the golf ball's not like, you know, sitting there and it's thinking, you know what, if Jim doesn't turn enough here, I'm going to the right. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the ball goes to the right because the club did something to make the ball go to the right. So your diagnosis has to start off with, what is the ball doing? What is the club doing to cause the golf ball to do what it's doing? And then you think, okay, now why is my club doing that at impact? Well, you have to think that there's some kind of a chain reaction here, that everything you do and the takeaway influences your backswing, and everything you do in the backswing influences your downswing, and everything you do in the downswing influences your impact, and your impact determines where the ball goes. So you figure out, what is the club doing? That's your focus. What's the club doing? What is my club doing wrong? What do I need my club to do better? What do I need my club to do different? And then the last thing you think about is, okay, what are my hands, arms, and body doing to make the club do whatever it's doing wrong? And what happens is people start off with what they're doing wrong. And usually it's something they've been told they're doing wrong, and consider the source. You know, golf's a hard game to teach by professionals. It's really hard to teach by amateur golfers because they don't have a clue for the most part. I mean, I'm sorry. Even if somebody's a good player, that does not make you a coach. That does not make you a teacher. It just makes you somebody that can play half decent. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you can coach golf. And somebody tells them this, or they've seen their swing. And when people look at their swing, invariably, it's always the same thing. They look at their swing and they pick out something they don't like. There's something that bugs them, you know, the way they move their knee, the way they move their hip, the way they move their shoulder, the way they move their head. It's something they don't like, you know, something maybe they've been told or something they just saw, and there's something they don't like and drives them crazy. And they look at their swing, and that's all they can do is focus on that thing they don't like. And the reality of it is that might have nothing at all to do with your big miss. And in order to get better at golf, in order to not suck at golf, you have to fix your big miss. You don't have to fix everything about your golf swing. Nobody has a perfect swing. Fix your bad shot, your worst shot first. And you fix your worst shot first, and all of a sudden you're a better golfer. And you know what's going to happen then? You're gonna have another bad shot. Everybody has them. The best players in the world have them. I tell people all the time. I would watch Tiger Woods hit balls on the driving range, and he'd hit 100 balls. He'd hit one bad shot, and as soon as he hit that one bad shot, it might have gone to the right, might have gone to the left, whatever. Now he hits that one bad shot, I'm thinking, oh boy, that tee shot on 13 is going to be a critical shot today. Because in my mind, I knew that particular miss would most likely show up on the 13th hole. And I'm thinking, if we can get by that 13th hole, you know, 13 is where he really needs to concentrate on what he's doing, think about what he's doing, and he'll hit a good shot. But if he just gets up there and he kind of just hits and, you know, doesn't pay attention and just rushes through it and gets it over with, which a lot of people do. And a lot of people feel nervous about certain shots, and all they do is they just hit and get it over with. And you hit and get it over with, and it's probably going to go bad. And I can tell you every hole that it's most likely to happen on. I could tell you every shot that it's most likely to happen on. Like maybe your mistake will show up on a downhill lie or an uphill lie or a side hill lie, whatever. It might show up when the wind's coming off the left or coming off the right. And depending on, you know, what hole it is and which way it's facing, that could be the 12th hole or it could be the 6th hole, whatever. I can tell you where these shots are going to come. And people look at it and they think, oh, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, today, yesterday I played good and today I'm playing bad and I don't understand why. Well, you avoided all those shots that give you trouble yesterday. You know, maybe you missed, but you missed in the right place. Or, today you had a lot of uphill lies and yesterday you didn't. Today you had a lot of downhill lies and yesterday you didn't. Whatever it might be. And this is one of the reasons why the game is so hard. But if you do a deep analysis of your game and you focus in on what your bad shot is and your big miss and what the club is doing wrong to cause that miss, then you can figure out what are the one or two things I need to think about or work on to fix that bad shot. And if I can fix that bad shot, I'm on my way to playing better golf. And then you won't be the guy that, your buddies are calling me up or sending me a message and wanting me to do a cameo on you where I can, roast you for your bad shots. It's unbelievable how guys are. They're just, I mean, they are brutal on their buddies. I guess I'm the same way, but it's sort of fun to watch, but then the teacher in me comes out. And when the teacher in me comes out, I think, man, you know what? I want to help this guy do better. I want to help this guy play golf. I want this guy to enjoy the game of golf. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like helping amateurs so much. You know, when you first start teaching golf, like I did, you know, back in the day, you know, the late 70s, you know, I first started teaching golf, and you teach all the beginners, you teach all the amateurs, you teach all the high handicap players, you teach the juniors, you teach the ladies clinics. That's what you do. You know, you're assigned to those. That's what you do. And after teaching those for, you know, a few years, I have to be honest with you, the thought that comes over you is, man, I wish I had somebody with some talent. You know, I'd really like to help some talented golfers. And then you teach touring pros for 35 years or so. And you know what happens after that? I'll tell you what, you can't wait to get the amateurs back, because teaching touring pros is not the easiest thing in the world. And it's not reality. I mean, they're the top, you know, whatever, you know, 10th of a percent of people that play golf, 100th of a percent of people that play golf. And there's just, you know, there's very, very few of those. And the average player and the below average, but I don't even know what the average player is. You know, average handicap for male golfers is 16 and a half. So they shoot about 90, an average male golfer. Average women golfer shoots about 100. But that's only 10% or so of the people who play golf have a handicap. So surely the handicap is much higher for people that you know, what their handicap would be is much higher for people that don't have a handicap. So the average golfer isn't very good. The average golfer is somebody that shoots probably well over 100. I mean, if you just look at the average, I mean, they're way over 100. And it's because golf is just such a—it's a hard game. But it can be easier if you get better instruction that focuses on what you're doing. And one of the great things I think that you know is available today is there's so much good information out there in terms of like on the internet, the YouTube, you know, the videos I've done with Performance Golf Zone, the videos that I send out from my website, HaneyUniversity.com. You can sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out, you know, three times a week. And hopefully you have some, you know, you watch them and you get some clue so that you can help yourself and you can get better. Like, everybody should be getting better all the time. And if you're not getting better, you're not getting the right information, or you're just not using that information in an effective way. But there's no reason that everyone can't improve at golf. And I'd like to see everybody play better golf. So I think that's what motivates me and makes me enjoy. And that's why I keep giving you these speeches. Oh, everybody listens to my podcast. I keep doing it over and over and over again. Penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. And I'm so pleased because I've given so many lessons. And people say, Hank, I listen to your podcast, you know, penalty shots, two chips, and three putts, you know. And I just keep hammering this point home over and over and over again. Fix your big miss. Analyze what your big miss is. Analyze why you're hitting your big miss. And you do that and you'll play better golf. It's that simple. Fix the big miss. Whatever your big miss. Don't fix everything in your swing. That's not going to do it. Just fix the most critical mistakes, the ones that are causing your big miss. And if you do that, you're on your way to playing better golf. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember, the big sales over there at VoodooPainRelief.com and HaneyUniversity.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get my podcast every day. I appreciate everybody listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.